This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Blissed? Dr. Sheila's with us, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Sheila, I was thinking about the highways and byways of the United States and how tires wear out. And so where do those little bits of rubber go that used to be on your tires and that used to be in the tractor trailer in front of you and the one in front of that and the one in front of that and the cars in front of those? And so in your lungs, I mean, that's one place where they end up, and we're killing ourselves. And actually, this may seem kind of sick on my part, but I'm kind of glad that London is reporting to people, stay inside. Don't go exercising outside because you can hurt yourself with the toxic pollution. Now, am I in favor of toxic pollution? Absolutely not. But I am in favor of hitting people over the head with the news, figuratively, that is so bad that maybe some people will say, you know, we got to stop this nonsense. We absolutely have to stop polluting our environment. And I said last week that we have about 60 harvests left, 60 years left, before we have totally destroyed the environment and wipe ourselves out. Because of factory farming, because of the Western farming methods where we destroy the soil and then we plant genetically modified seeds and so forth. So we have soil erosion, we've destroyed the plant animal balance where carbon dioxide and carbon is put into the soil, and then to regenerate plants, we're cutting the Amazon forest and other forests with reckless abandon, and we're killing ourselves, and the generally dumb public has no idea. So when space junk falls out of the sky and the Russians detonate a satellite in orbit and the United States says, hey, what's the matter with you guys? You know, you're messing up space. I think it's great. I think it's great that that there's so much junk up in space that it's tearing up our satellites, because we need to stop putting more satellites in space, and actually we need to take down the ones that are already there because of the kinds of pollution, all kinds of pollution. There's pollution you can see, candy wrappers and paper cups and that kind of stuff, styrofoam, pizza boxes. I mean, we pick that stuff up all the time in front of our farm, and people just throw it out the windows. I'm sick of it. And The more people get annoyed, as I do, maybe the less of it we're going to see. As a matter of fact, I think what we should all do is make a concerted effort. If you find lots of McDonald's wrappers on, you know, in your area, collect them, put them in a bag, go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and give them back to them. Say, you know, when they say, okay, that'll be $1.47 for that hamburger that used to be 19 cents or 15 cents, when they push open that sliding drawer, you push in the bag of your trash and say, you guys left this in front of my house, or your agents left this in front of my house. I'm sick of it. But that, Dr. Shuley, we are polluting the planet and we're killing ourselves. Any comments?
Well, 80% of food available for purchase throughout the United States is junk. So only 20% of food would I even think of purchasing.
Yeah, and I've already made a comment to our family. We are not going to eat food out of a box, wrapper, can, package, envelope, faggy. We're going to do everything we can to eat raw food from our garden. And Dr. Shuley, frankly, I can't think of anything else that we can do to protect ourselves from food poison other than growing our own food with our own compost. And even then, there's Roundup in the rain, right?
Well, yes. 75% of all rain in the country has Roundup in it. And 90% of groundwater has Roundup in it now.
Yeah, and that's a huge concern, because how do you fix that? How do you fix the groundwater? I mean, you know, I interviewed a CEO of a well drilling company many years ago here at USA Prepares, and we talked about water. And so Springfield's water used to come from wells that were drilled 450 feet deep, but they got polluted. And so they had to go down another 150 feet, roughly 600 feet, to get safer drinking water. And why is that? Well, because, you know, you pull water out of the ground, you leave these voids, and then, you know, naturally new water wants to run in there. So where does that come from? Well, it comes from the lakes and the streams and the rivers and the storm sewers and the septic tanks and such. So they had to go drill deeper wells. Absolutely true. And, you know, the answer is really simple. You've got to move away from people. The farther you are away from people, the better it is. Unless you happen to be at a nuclear test site. And they've destroyed that area because originally it was far from people. Dr. Shuley, mothers-to-be, there's a study that says that mothers who, you know, pregnant women who consume artificial sweeteners may be more likely to have fat children. Have you seen any of that in your years as a medical doctor?
Oh,
relating
yes.
Artificial sweeteners to fat
junk,
children?
Junk, junk, junk. White potatoes.
So what do we...
White rice. You know, a junk. Mm-hmm. The only real food is real vegetables, non-carbohydrate vegetables, and, well, highly covered things. You know, purple rice, for instance, is 10 times better than brown rice.
Captain John Reagan taught a class here at USA Prepares years ago, and he was talking about the arsenic in rice. And so we're increasing our dosage of arsenic by eating white rice. And one of the thoughts that he had was, if you're going to eat rice, you should soak the rice in water. And water is the universal solvent, and it can remove some of the arsenic from the rice, transfer it to the water, pour off the water, and then rinse the rice and then cook the rice. Your thoughts about doing those kinds of things to reduce the impact of toxins in some of our foods?
Tip of the iceberg.
One of the things I do. Yeah, one of the things that I do, Dr. Shuley, if I'm going to eat a can of vegetables, and sometimes we do. Sometimes they're just not in season. So if you open up a can of, let's say, green beans, there's an enormous amount of salt in it. So what I do is I take the can opener and I open the lid probably 98%, cut through 98% of the lid, so I leave it as a flap. And then I pour the liquid out of the can of beans. And then I refill it with clean water. And then I pour that off. And I do that many times. And the amount of salt that is in those beans is greatly, greatly reduced. Your comments about that? Am I wasting time, or is that a practice that you think is okay?
Well, yes. Interestingly, we do not need a lot of salt. Most people eat way too much salt. Potassium, gluconate, and, well, it's much better than sodium chloride.
When, years ago, when people used to come to the farmhouse, we, you know, sit down at the kitchen table, and we'd have, let's say, lunch together. And some people would be looking around like there's something missing from our table. And that would be salt shaker. Literally. And they say, y'all have salt? Yeah, we do. It's in the cabinet. Because we use it so sparingly, Dr. Shuley, that we think it's normal not to salt our food. So on our kitchen table, there's no salt shaker when we have meals. It's just not there because we don't use salt. And I guess after a while, after you do this for 20 years or so, or maybe 30, you don't think it's necessary to have, you know, add more salt to the salted food, right? So we think it's normal to not have salt. And if you put salt on it, it's way too salty.
I agree.
Some people, and our food is, you know, if we make vegetables, they're washed. The salt is washed off them. And frankly, if you look at the label of a can of soup, class, you'll see that it has an enormous percentage of the daily recommended amount, maximum amount of salt, and that's for like a serving, and a serving would be like a half a can. So, if I have soup out of a can, I try not to eat the broth. I try not to. And I replace that with, you know, clean water. Any comments about that, Dr. Shuley? Canned soup?
I agree.
Are you concerned about that? Assuming it... I'm sorry?
I agree. Big Lou.
Okay. All right. Okay, so artificial sweeteners. What's your official position on artificial sweeteners?
Junk. Poison.
Mm.
Not one healthy.
Now, when someone has, let's say someone is, their body is saying, I've got to have a can of soda. They got to have it. I mean, that's, their body's telling them that. Now, if their body is telling them that, and doesn't that mean that their body is asking for the sugar in that soda, for example? And then when they do a bait and switch and they slam down a diet, aspartame, type soda, aren't they confusing the body and then putting it into, literally a digestive confused state?
Well, artificial is artificial. Substitute mm-hmm. is substitute. Unreal mm-hmm. is unreal.
Okay. So is the point that you're making, forget the artificial substitutes and the unreal and just go for the real? Okay.
Avoid all, right. substitutes.
And I was reading about many years ago about something called sucralose. And sucralose is not sugar. It's like a chlorine type sugar. You have a position on sucralose, Dr. Shuley?
Junk.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley. And if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I'd like to know more about insomnia.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
first.
Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us at normshealy.com, N-O-R-M. S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy mentioned vitamin D3 and 150,000 units 3 days in a row if you feel an infection coming on. And he talked about Dr. Shealy's essentials for a day. I take them. Those are his multiple vitamins and in his youth formula. He talked about that. So it's all the information is on the website at normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Now, that 150,000 units of vitamin D3, Dr. Shealy, that's each day for a maximum of 3 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's if you feel, you know, feel a bug coming on and it kind of puts it right down within a day or so. At least it does for me. Is that what it does for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shealy, insomnia. People are complaining now as we go through more of this pandemic, if we can call it that. They just can't sleep, and they wake up in the middle of the night. What do you recommend? I guess maybe there's a lot running through their minds. Maybe they're worried about losing their house, their car, and not being able to pay their bills because they've lost their job, because their job was shut down by the government, etc., or the government's demands or edicts or controls or pressures. What do you recommend people do in order to not have insomnia or reduce the amount of insomnia that they do have?
Well, decrease the amount of caffeine, of course, and add timed release melatonin. melatonin is good, but it wears off at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So start with 10 milligrams of time-release melatonin. And after several nights, if it's done, well, add another one. We'll build up as much as 30 milligrams max of melatonin. If you don't sleep well, then it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a method for putting your mind at rest when you go to sleep? Like, for example, yeah. Do you have one?
Auditing training. The basic things mm-hmm. I've practiced since October 1972. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. It is just repeating those phrases, practicing training the brain. After 3 months of daily practice, you do it automatically. You don't have to do it a dozen times. By that time, you repeat each phrase one time.
How long should it take for a person to fall asleep, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I like to say 10 to 20 minutes at most. If you detach from the concerns of every kind, you just detach and don't play in a broken record of the thing you cannot change.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. Our son was telling me about a doctor's appointment that he had in the past, and for a checkup. And the doctor said, "So tell me about stress. How do you deal with stress? Do you have stress in your job? You know, what do you do for a living? That kind of thing." So you know, he's a farmer, and he works on people's cars. And his doctor was kind of surprised at his answer. He said, "It's not my problem."
My most important word in the world is detach. If you cannot change it, detach. Don't play broken records over it.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying. He was saying that, you know, when people do stupid things with their vehicles and they cause problems, you know, he can say, you know, here's what caused it, but if they're not interested, it's not his problem. He just fixes it and goes on, and that's it. And so his way of dealing with stress is, it's not his problem. He didn't cause it. He'll fix it. But, and then, you know, some people say, I need to have my car, you know, by the end of the week is fine. Take your time. And then they call the next day and they say, I need it right away. And he'll just say, well, yeah, I appreciate that. But, it takes 3 days to get the parts. And so there's nothing I can do until I get the parts. So it's not his problem. And that's how he deals with it. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When you boil down President Biden's voting rights legislation, Democrats don't want anyone to show an ID to vote. Republicans, along with the majority of Americans, want an ID requirement. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio on Newsmax, explains vaccine requirements require an ID, so why not voting?
You can't make this stuff up. To the vaccine requirement and the ID, I mean, think about it. This is from the people who've told us all along things that turned out to be completely false. I mean, almost everything they've told us turned out to be wrong. They told us that it didn't come from a lab. They told us that it wasn't gain of function research. They told us only 15 days. They told us mask work. They told us that there would never be a mandate. They told us that there was a federal plan. Joe Biden said that himself. I have a plan. They told us that the vaccinated can't get it. The vaccinated can't transmit it. And they told us that there's no such thing as natural immunity. So they've been wrong on everything. But now they tell us, you got to have your papers to actually get into a restaurant. Meanwhile, as you pointed out, you don't need any of that to vote in so many of these Democrat-run places. It's ridiculous.
Here's some more information on a vaccine mandate in the nation's capital.
People 12 and older who want to shop and dine in the nation's capital must now show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. New rules taking effect over the weekend after Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser signed executive orders last month, forcing people entering indoor venues to prove they've been vaccinated. The Democrat mayor saying the mandate was a way to ensure hospitals don't get overwhelmed amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. And Kathy, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Shealy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Vince, I have a couple questions. I've been hearing a lot of people have been getting really bad sinus pressure and sinus infections. So what would you recommend, Dr. Shealy, if somebody feels like they're coming down with one or they have one?
Well, again, at the top of my list is 150,000 units of vitamin D3 three days in a row with four of my essentials and four of youth formula. Now, that's the top of the list. If that doesn't work, then I would try to line up in advance the possibility IV vitamin C, 50 to 75 grams of vitamin C in a Myers cocktail.
Okay. Is there any other...
Okay, Kathy's going where I was going. Dr. Shuley, I have in my hand a bottle, a 1.5 fluid ounce bottle of saline nasal spray. It's
right.
0.65% sodium chloride, and you get it at the Chinese factory outlet or, you know, the drugstore. And we buy them by the 10 packs. And so because we go out and we'll be in dust, that moldy dust from hay, etc., just handling the hay, going out in the fields, dragging the fields in. So the minute we come inside, Dr. Shuley, we spray. We each have our own, and we have our names on them, and the date that we start using it. We only use it for 30 days, then we throw them away because we think they become contaminated just by opening them up. But we spray into several sprays into each nostril and then blow our nose. And flush out our nasal cavity. Your thought on that?
Well, I personally have not done that, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. And I have colloidal silver as well, and I will put a few drops of 100 parts per million colloidal silver into 1.5 ounces of this nasal spray, shake it up, and that seems to work pretty darn well.
Yeah,
so what I do is
I like colloidal silver, yes.
Okay. I know for a fact that if I go out into moldy hay or if I feel the slightest tingle with my sinuses, I know I'm going to get an infection. I head it off at the pass immediately. I drop everything I'm doing and I will use the nasal spray with a couple drops, not 100 drops, a couple drops of 100 part per million colloidal silver. That's what I do. Kathy, any comments?
That's exactly where I was going, Vince. One of the things that I have done and I do is I do use a neti pot. And I read an article a couple years ago that one of these suggestions from a doctor said that if you feel like you're getting that in your head and, you know, like, oh, I'm getting a cold or I'm getting a sinus infection, she recommended doing, instead of doing like one pot, she recommended doing like doing a quart and really, really in warm water, not hot, but warm, and really flushing it out. And, you know, the other thing that I have done is I've heated up water on the stove and I've put in either eucalyptus oil or peppermint or some of the good oils that you can use. And I put a towel over my head for 5 or 10 minutes, and I do that several times a day. But I believe, this is just me thinking, that if you are out and about and you're around people that have had colds, or even right now it's just the season to get one anyway, is exactly what you said. Carry that little nasal spray around with you. If you're at the store, you're outside, and you notice you start sneezing or you come home, I just believe in that. And it's more expensive, but, you know, Arm & Hammer makes a nasal mist, and it's in a can, and it's pretty reasonable, at like your, like Costco or Sam's, I think, carry it, but it's a mist and it lasts a long time. It's in like pressurized, and they recommend rinsing your nose out too. So to me, I feel like the salt and the colloidal silver, I like it, like what you said about adding the colloidal silver. But I feel like if you can get to that before it can get in through the mucous membrane, that's an advantage. But I'm hearing of so many people are really getting sick with sinus headaches and sinus infections. And I just wanted your thoughts on that too. So
I like colloidal silver.
Dr. Shealy and Kathy and class, I'm going to share something that I do that I'm not practicing medicine class. I'm not a doctor. But I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's thoughts on this. So I asked my pulmonologist if I could inhale salt solution, a sterile salt solution. No preservatives, just sterile water and sodium chloride. And I've experimented with different concentrations. And the one that seems to really be good is a sodium chloride 7, S-E-V-E-N, percent sterile saline solution. And what I do, and I'd love to hear your comments on this, Dr. Shealy. What I do is I take it in a nebulizer, and I let me talk about the procedure I use for a nebulizer. So I have a long-lasting type of atomizer slash nebulizer. It's an air pump pressurized system, and you put whatever solution you're going to inhale in this cup, if you will, this atomizer, and then you inhale it. Well, you have to make sure it's clean, because if you put your mouth on this thing, you can, you know, you can infect yourself with bacteria. So what I do is I take one of those 8 ounce, I think it's an 8 ounce peanut butter jar, plastic with a plastic lid, and I rinse out the nebulizer components, take it apart, rinse them out with warm water, and then I pour off all the water. Then I put in about a tablespoon of white vinegar, standard white vinegar from a gallon jug, and I slosh it around for several minutes, and then I rinse that with water, dry it off, and then it's able to be used. And that's the procedure I use for cleaning the nebulizer or atomizer. Now, when I inhale this sodium chloride 7%, that's brutal. I mean, it's tough. But I think, Dr. Shealy, that this protocol that I've been following, that actually I asked for, has prevented me from getting lung infections. I haven't had one. So for about a year, which is kind of unheard of. So the plan was for me to treat lung infections was originally to be on azithromycin every other day until it killed me. And you weaned me off that, and I'm using this nebulized sodium chloride solution, just a little bit, you know, a couple inhalations, a couple times a day, and I have not had a lung infection, which is like a record, for probably a year. Dr. Shealy, any comments about saline solution inhalation?
Our Australian friends would say, good on you, mate.
So do you think there's any concern about doing, you know, first of all, you got to use sterile solution, or you can
right.
cause a massive infection, right? But this these come in little ampules. Each ampule is 4 milliliters, and I only use a half of a milliliter per, like, for 2 days. And so I use very, very little. But what it does is it helps cough up phlegm, and for some reason, that saline, the same stuff that you put in your sinuses and rinse out, I put in my lungs, and it works. Dr. Shealy, isn't salt a natural antibiotic?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. Do you think there's any risk in doing what I'm doing? Because I want to make sure we're not giving
no
in class.
Risk.
Don't do what I'm doing.
No risk.
Okay. Kathy, have you heard of that?
No, I never have been.
Okay.
It seems to be working for you, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, class, I'll just level with you. I was living on Xopenex, which is kind of like albuterol, and you know, every couple of hours I would need that in order just to breathe, and now I'm not on any of that, and I haven't been for well over a year, and my pulmonologist is kind of shocked, absolutely kind of, well, she is shocked. And so I've taken medical care into my own hands. It's caused me some problems. Dr. Shealy has gotten me fired a couple times. Because they would say, you're not following medical advice. And I'm saying, well, yes, I am. Well, you're not following our medical advice. Well, I'm following medical advice, Dr. Sheely's medical advice. And so I've been discharged by a couple doctors so far, actually three. The current one really likes what I'm doing because it's working. And I guess they're using me as a self-appointed guinea pig. And so I just wanted to share that. Kathy, I think you're right on the money in terms of my experience. And Dr. Sheely, you're okay with colloidal silver mixed with saline solution for a nasal inhalation?
Absolutely.
How about, okay, now the natural extension of this discussion is, what about adding a few drops of 100 part per million colloidal silver to the saline inhalation? Your thoughts about that?
Well, yes, I don't know when to stop at the nasal, dilution. So I can't tell you it's harmful or helpful, but in the dilute form is most likely be helpful.
Okay. And one other thing that I do, class, is I have it's about a 2-ounce bottle of 100 part per million colloidal silver. And it has a spray. And I will just exhale, exhaust my lungs to the greatest, and then I'll spray this spray in my mouth and inhale at the same time. And I'll do that maybe once a day, sometimes twice a day. And that seems to do it. Dr. Sheely, do we have to worry about overdosing in colloidal silver and turning blue?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay. Kathy, back to you. I think I took too much of your time, so please ask all the questions that you'd like to have answered.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Dr. Sheely, you know, when I was growing up, you saw a lot of the older people had dentures and tooth loss. I know, that's a few years ago now, but what is the cause of it, and what can you do to keep all your teeth for the rest of your life and keep them healthy?
Well, I use, interestingly, a combination of ozone toothpaste and dark chocolate, or not dark, negative, at any rate, toothpaste is made of...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And you can go there for the vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same ones that I buy. You can go to his website and get them. Kathy's with us, and she had a question about tooth decay and tooth loss and keeping your teeth for as long as possible. And that's a great question, Kathy. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Well, I use Zozone. Zozone toothpaste is my favorite. And sometimes you use the charcoal toothpaste.
Activated charcoal. But,
right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Dr. Shealy, there's a common problem with people who use some of these inhalers like Advair, and for some reason it accelerates tooth decay. And one thought is that if you're going to use some kind of inhaler, you should probably consider rinsing your mouth out really, really well. Like actually gargle almost. Actually gargle. Get the, gargle with water all the way down to your vocal cords. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, I agree. I use a glass full of water for rinsing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Do you like the water flosser, too, that you can, you put the thing, like a little reservoir of water, and then it seems like it really gets a lot of the extra things out between your teeth and your gums.
Yeah.
You're talking about like a water pick.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's useful.
Okay. Okay, one more question, Dr. Shealy. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
One small question about the water pick style irrigator. Dr. Shealy, do you recommend adding a few drops of hydrogen peroxide in with the water to help sterilize in between the teeth and around the gums?
I do not, but I'm not opposed to it. I just don't add it.
Okay. All right. I was thinking of something that won't destroy the pump mechanism of the water pick, but at the same time will provide some level of hygiene. I actually brush my teeth in between brushings with a wet toothbrush, a couple drops of hydrogen peroxide with a little bit of water in my mouth to start with, and that's what I do to irrigate my teeth. Any comments about that?
No. Okay.
All right, Kathy, back to you.
Dr. Shealy, what about eye health? What is the best thing you can do for your eyes? I mean, I've heard about bilberry and lutein, but what would you recommend for your eyes?
Castor oil. United States Pharmacopeia castor oil, one drop a day in each eye. It dissolves cataracts.
I do it, and I've also been doing it for my dog.
Good.
Yep.
How about vitamin B complex for eyes, Dr. Shealy?
I don't. I take it orally. I do not add it locally.
No, I meant orally. Orally.
Yeah, B complex essential, but I do not use it locally.
Okay, so by locally you mean you don't put it in your eye, right? Okay, so in terms of eye health, is vitamin B complex a plus or a minus for eye health?
Well, it's good, but orally.
Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Dr. Shealy, I've been doing the castor oil for quite a while now, and one of the things that I do is, being that I can focus out my kitchen window to really far away trees, I'll stand and look at the farthest thing that I can look and let my eyes rest instead of working up close all the time, and I kind of go back and forth. And I feel that has strengthened my eyes, too. Do you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. At least 30 minutes a day when I'm exercising, I go as far distant as I can and close as I can and move the eyes back and forth, focus on near and far.
Very interesting. So, Dr. Shealy, are you saying that if I'm reading in between the lines, that if you just stay transfixed at your computer screen or your cell phone screen too much time, your eyes will permanently be set at that focal point? Is that what you're saying? Okay, Kathy, so you and I have done, and Dr. Shealy have all done the same thing. So for 2 hours a day, I look out the window, I look over the monitor from the studio, and I look at the trees in the distance, and I look as far as I can. So I'm looking at about 3 feet away at the screen, and I'm looking at a mile away out the window. Any other quick comments or questions, Kathy?
No, I just want to say God bless Dr. Shealy and you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Bye, Qigong.
What was that?
I Qigong.
Okay.
Qigong.
Very good. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. I'll see you next Monday. I'm looking
Always
forward to it.
Have a good one.
You too.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.